Welcome to the Cybersecurity Expert Podcast, where you learn from the best cybersecurity minds, helping MSPs become cybersecurity heroes for your small business clients. And now, here's your host, Cybersecurity Sherpa, Jennifer Bleem.
Well, hello, and welcome to today's episode where we are talking with Art Gross. For most of you, Art does not need much of an introduction at all. He has such deep roots in this channel. He is the CEO of SecureNow. They focus on IT companies globally, primarily in North America, but they've got clients all over. He also has an MSP, which was a little known secret until a few years ago. He is the founder of Integration. They're an MSP in New Jersey, and they're about to celebrate their 20-year anniversary, which is quite an accomplishment. Art, are you there?
I'm here. It's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me, and I'm looking forward to a great conversation today.
Absolutely. So much going on in the channel, and I know especially with your MSP focusing on healthcare and then that leading for you to create SecureNow, you've got a wealth of information. So
I feel like I have an interesting perspective. You know, sometimes, just being a security vendor, but I'm also an MSP. So it's I think that's an advantage, actually.
I would agree. You've kind of got the yin and the yang. I don't know which one's the dark side and which one's the light side. We'll let the audience decide that. But yeah, for sure. Lots of great insight. So one of the things that SecureNow talks about is employee training. And so I wanted to bring you on because I'm a little bit skeptical, so I'm playing the MSP skeptic. How really valuable is training? Does it actually work, or is it just one of those boxes that MSPs need to check simply to say that they're doing something for security?
Yeah, it's a good question, and you're right to be skeptical. You know, and I always call training the squishy stuff, right? It's about humans. You know, where MSPs like firewalls, they like technology, like hardware, they like software, things that you can touch. This is all human based. But the reality is most of data breaches are caused by employee mistakes. They click on phishing emails, they send the wrong email, they misconfigure firewalls. These are all human related mistakes. So if we don't focus on the humans and try to correct that, we're going to have data breaches. You know, I don't believe we would have a cybersecurity problem if we fix the humans, all right? So, you know, and it goes across multiple things, employees, our own staffs. So, you know, and the thing is, just like in school, right? You can't go to one class and say, I now know physics, right? Or I now know math, or I know history. It is continuous training, testing, learning, and building upon what you learned. And security is the same exact way. If you think about it, we all are phishing experts, so to speak. We know what to look for. We do our hover over, you know, links. We look at domains. All of that stuff took us a while to get to. We weren't born that way, but we do it. You know, there's so many people that still don't even know what phishing is. They don't know what ransomware is, let alone how to protect themselves. So if we're not focusing on employees and continuously training them, they're going to continue to click on things. It's so funny, as an MSP owner, as an MS, you know, and having thousands of partners, you know, I hear these users, they click on anything. They don't want to cause data breaches. Nobody sits in their office and says, I'm going to be the person that causes this data breach. Nobody wants that. They just make mistakes because they don't know. And it's getting harder and harder. You know, it is the think about dark web. Think about all this information. Talk about targeted emails. So it used to be the Nigerian king or prince and spelling mistakes. These are now really hard. So if you're not doing this, you're opening yourself up to having some data breaches at your clients.
Yeah, it's interesting, as you were saying, it's not a once and done, just like you would never go to physics class once and expect to know anything. It generated the picture in my mind of the Matrix, right? Unfortunately, we can't just hook into a machine and download all this information into our clients, and now they know everything that we know, and they will never be clicking something they shouldn't click. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. So,
exactly. And you said about checkbox, you know, and if you think about compliance, a lot of times, you know, we have a HIPAA compliance arm of our business. You know, a lot of our clients, they just want checkbox. I just have to do this because the government tells me I need to do this. But compliance is not security. Checkboxing, sending someone for training, they're not going to remember, you know, you train them in January, they won't remember July. You're lucky they remember the week after they went through the training.
Right.
It's got to be continuous. It's got to be engaging. It's got to be where they feel, you know, engaged in this. And one of the things for your skepticism is what we try to do is train employees not only about corporate and business topics, but get them to worry about their kids' pictures and the graduation videos and tax returns. Because an employee that is engaged from a personal point of view will be a much better secure employee as well.
Well, it's interesting. I would think that would make for a unique differentiator on the side of the MSP as well. We're not just helping you, Mr. Client, with phishing emails, and so that you your employees don't think that they are supposed to go out and buy Amazon gift cards and scratch off the back and all of those crazy emails that are out there now. But we're thinking about you, Mr. Client, and all of your employees as a whole person.
Exactly. And what happens is a lot of our partners, they roll out the training. And if the employees are not engaged, they get frustrated. Well, the employees aren't doing it. We need management to demand that they take training. So what we've really figured out is make it interesting for employees. You know, make it about their home stuff. Make it about the dark web, about their personal accounts. Make it, a competition and a leaderboard. And if you can get them, then it's kind of from the bottom up as opposed to top down. And that does become a differentiator then.
Fascinating, because the receptionist up front may not care about the fact that the CEO just lost $500,000,
right.
But they will care about the fact that their teenager's online and clicking things and maybe, whatever, giving away Amazon passwords or PayPal passwords or things like that.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. Nice. That's exactly it. It's got to be engaging and interesting to the employees.
Awesome. Great perspective. I appreciate that.
So okay. did I cure that skepticism a little bit?
I think you did. I think you did. I think it's less about me being skeptical and more when people are asking me, they're kind of saying, well, is this just a box I need to check? And then we also get into the conversation of liability. And those are two pieces of the puzzle that I'm not an expert at, which is why we brought you on. What about on the liability side? I know you're not an attorney, so you may want to give that as that disclaimer, but is it a liability for IT companies to not offer employee training?
Yeah, I think from a whole, I think cybersecurity, there's a liability. The funny thing is I've had conversations with partners and prospects and they say, I don't want to offer security because, I don't want to have a breach. So, I'm not going to sell cybersecurity to my clients. And I said, that's crazy. You're already selling firewalls and antivirus and patching. They think you are the security vendor. You can't get away from this. So, by not selling what you think is cybersecurity, they already think you're the security expert and you're protecting them. So, when it comes down to the number one cause of breaches are human mistakes, what's firewall, next gen antivirus? What is that without offering the solution or the help at the employee human level? So I think there is a liability not providing those security solutions, because if the client has a breach, they're going to, someone's going to whisper in their ear when they have to start paying out a lot of money, your MSP, your IT person should have handled this,
mm-hmm.
right? If you are providing those technology solutions, human solutions, all of those pieces, then you are at least helping them. But, one of the things I hope no one is saying, I guarantee you'll never have a breach. And definitely don't put that in your contract, but providing those tools will help, lower that risk. And, you can show I've made a good faith effort to help you protect yourself.
Oh, so many good nuggets there. That's why I love having these interviews. Okay, so you touched on something we're going to circle back to, and that is employee training, but specifically for the MSP to be training themselves and their team. I was just at an event last week, and the question was asked from a series of vendors, what should MSPs be doing to keep themselves safe? Because obviously, you know, the bullseye is on us now. Bad guys are pretty smart. They know if they can get into the MSP, they can get into our clients typically. And one of the things that was mentioned was closing RDP ports. And my immediate reaction was, still? Like, yeah, we've been telling people that for years and years and years. And so you maybe feel the same way when it comes to cybersecurity. So any words of wisdom, or if you could implore the MSP community as far as protecting their own house first, how would you make that plea?
Yeah, this is a topic that if you follow me on LinkedIn, I've been pounding the drums. And I just posted that an MSP was hacked and credentials to their MSP and all their clients were on sale on the dark web for $600. That's it, $600 for all access, you know, and they can data breaches, ransomware. So cyber criminals have figured out that MSPs are the kings to the kingdom. There is absolutely, if that does not worry you as an MSP, you're in big trouble. So if you don't protect your house, like you said, if you're not closing those RDP ports, if you're not implementing two-factor authentication everywhere, you're going to get breached. And you know, so a lot of MSPs say, well, you know what, I know how to, you know, I'm not going to fall for a phishing email. I won't, you know, I don't need that. But you have salespeople. They're not technical. You have interns. They're great. They just want to please, you know. So they'll fall for a phishing email. You have accounts receivable, accounts payable, non-technical people. And plus, we all know when there's a crisis going on, you know, your mind's on four different places. That's when someone's going to send you a phishing email and you're going to fail it. You know,
of course, or you've blocked out 1 hour to try to get your inbox to inbox zero as quickly as you can. And so you're just frantically clicking through emails and downloading PDFs and just getting your inbox emptied. Exactly. And you're just in let me clean out my inbox mode. And all it takes is that 1 second of not doing what you know is right. I mean, it's kind of like rolling through a stop sign, right? We all know we're supposed to stop fully and completely.
Right. Yep. We're changing it to channel, or we're checking something on the phone, and boom, you went right through it.
100%. Yep.
But on the other side of it, I actually, you know, it's definitely a scary message. You're going to, you know, if you're not careful, you're going to get hacked and you potentially lose your MSP. On the other side, I really believe MSPs that can prove that they are secure, that they have invested in security, will differentiate themselves from MSPs that don't. And the way to do that is, one, prove it. You know, I've done risk assessments, I've trained employees, here's everything I've done. But in addition, I'm charging a lot more for my services because I'm a professional organization, and that low-priced MSP, they're gonna get you a data breach, and you're gonna wake up not of your own fault, except that you hired them. You're gonna wake up along with 100 of their clients, and you're gonna be a ransomware victim. So that is the way I think MSPs can differentiate themselves and really dominate the market.
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective, because 5 years ago, it was a little more challenging to differentiate yourself. You're like, well, the smaller guys, they don't have overhead, they don't have insurance. Okay, but that doesn't matter to the end user. The end user, like, okay, but can they fix my printing problem? That was their focus. But now to say it's going to cost you money, lost reputation, clients, potentially compliance, you know, regulation violations and things of that nature, it's a very different playing field that we're on. So, you know, we led at the beginning by saying it's a little bit of a liability. We were talking about kind of the scarier side, but from the business standpoint, when you get this figured out and you get the risk assessment performed and you can say, this is what makes me different, lay a landmine for all of those other companies that are quoting prices that are probably lower than yours because they haven't done these things.
Yep.
Now you've got a tremendous edge. So
exactly. Think about that. It's like almost a gift. You know, clearly it's still a very dangerous environment, but if you can leverage it, I think it's a land grab now.
Awesome. All right. So let me ask you this again. I think almost everybody in the channel knows you, but best way to reach out to you if they want more information on what you're doing for the channel.
Yep. So, you know, our channel only solution is Breach Secure Now, you know, where we do employee training, dark web scans, security awareness training, and simulated phishing, and all that good stuff, all that human squishy stuff. But, you know, so if you know, you want to shoot an email over to info@breachsecurenow.com, you know, we'd be more than happy to talk to you. You know, we're a month-to-month service. We have a free trial, so you can kick the tires and, you know, and hopefully we can help you secure your clients and grow your own business.
I love it. And you've got a pretty robust marketing and sales support library as well, right? To help the MSPs sell your solutions.
Yeah, the biggest challenge we have, we get lots of clients, lots of partners. They struggle to sell those solutions to their clients because the key is to make those clients believe they need to invest. So we knew we needed to invest a lot in marketing and support for our partners, and we're seeing it. And I love, you know, I love when our partners are sharing all our videos and content on LinkedIn and Facebook, and you know, we're trying to make them successful.
It's some great content. So you've done a phenomenal job for your partners. So kudos.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
For sure. For sure. Well, thank you so much. I know your calendar is tight, but I'm glad we were able to find some time to bring you on the podcast. And we may need to hook back up in maybe 6 or 8 months just to see what's going on.
I'd like to do it before that. This was this is great. And I think it's these kind of messages that we have to get out there. So I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. You have a fabulous day.
To learn more about how you can become a cybersecurity hero for your clients, request your hero assessment today. MSPSalesRevolution.com/hero.